I'd been on the ski school for 2 years, so that was an easy move. But I was low on the totem pole, which was fun. I didn't realize how much fun that was going to be. So I didn't teach much because, you know, it wasn't that big back then, and that was the big winner. And Alan Tittensor is a good friend. He came up from Brianhead that year, and he was new on the full-time staff, and he was 19, or he was 20. So we were 19 and 20. We hardly ever taught, but we powder skied our brains out. Because there was so much snow, you know, the lessons would all get handed out, and there'd be Alan and I and maybe one or two others. And we probably skied the shaft 30 times that year, untracked. It was just an amazing year. But it was always shoveling at night. That's all we did. I remember measuring from the top of my top step 10 feet up to the snow. I mean, it was just amazing. And it was really, it wasn't that much fun because we had to shovel all the time. And the first time I dug the shovel into the roof, it started leaking, and I had to replace the drywall. And then I did it again because you had to get the snow off. But as far as skiing goes and a unique winter, that truly was an amazing winter. It snowed for 4 days. You could see all these bumps in the street, and then it just, you know, when they called out the National Guard, it made the news, but it made the news because they wrecked these cars. Track, they got a D8 cat and started going up to plow the street, started running into cars. You know, they sort of kind of assumed that the cars would be off to the side or whatever, but the cars were all up and down the street because they just got stuck there. It sliced right into them. So they got probes out and they found the cars and eventually got it so they could get Main Street open again. And the resort closed for 4 days, and the snow filled up the angle station. And when they finally opened it, they got a hold of the ski school to join the ski patrol to go out and zigzag all the runs. So that's what we did. And then we had to go. We couldn't find the big stop sign in the meadow because that's how they divided classes. They'd ski down at the top of the meadow. There's a big stop sign directing people to go to the two different spots, and there was no sign to be found. So we started digging, and it was 4 feet down. It was just so much snow. It was like you see in the old pictures, just tons of snow on the sides of the roads, you know. It didn't melt for a long time. It just snowed a lot. You know, it might not have been the biggest year cumulatively, I don't know, but that was the biggest storm I've ever seen, and I've been here since, you know, back then.
John Vrabel continued teaching at Park City Resort until 1980 when Deer Valley Resort opened. He's had a season's pass at Deer Valley ever since. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger Ski Studio, Park City.